This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, this is your brother, Bona Muhammad. And I have a very special, momentous occasion happening in my life. I'm actually going to be celebrating my 10-year anniversary of being a professional performance poet. Alhamdulillah, I started out when I was 19 years old in 2006, and now I'm 29, and we're in, 2016? So this is going to be 10 years coming up this September for me, and I just, you know, I feel so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given me the ability to do something that I love and make it a means of paying the bills and actually taking care of myself and my family, but at the same time sharing a message which I hope inshallah will be a bigger reward on the Day of Judgment for myself. And you know, one of the things I wanted to do to celebrate this momentous occasion is to start trying to give back to the community, because I know there are a lot of brothers and sisters out there who are poets, who are closet poets, and who've been emailing me and asking me for years, brother, you know, give me some tips. I'm a poet. Can you read this? Can you tell me what you think? And I teach a course, actually, called Connect the Dots, which is a one-day full-on course on effective communication specifically, but also looking at how to improve as a writer, as a nasheed artist, as a poet, as a creative person. And so I thought, why not just take this course and put it online for free? All right, I've had a good run at it. I've taught it many places around the world, but I want people to actually benefit, and I want to create a generation of creative artists and Muslims, inshallah, that will go out there and change the world. And if I can be a part of that inspiration from the very beginning, then inshallah, it's enough of an investment for myself. So this is going to be a video series. It's going to be many parts. I don't know exactly how many parts yet, but we'll find out at the very end. So before I begin, you should know that there actually is a PDF that you can download, and you can follow along the entire program, inshallah, the entire video series. It's in the description box, where everybody always points down. It's in the description box. If you want, inshallah, you can download it and follow along. But first things first, is poetry permissible? Yes. Okay? Why not, right? I've never come across any scholarly discussion or debates that actually states that poetry is haram. There are certain things that we should look at in terms of speech, because this really falls under the general ruling of speech, right? Poetry falls under the general ruling of speech. And there's a statement by one of the Salaf, Urwa ibn Zubair, who said that poetry is like speech. What's good is good, what's bad is bad. Meaning that if you say something which is, you know, good, it's calling to good, it's enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, it's helping society, you know, maybe draw attention to some sort of social ills, or helping to encourage, you know, something good or positive, or praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a positive manner, then not only is it permissible, but it is mustahab, meaning it is actually recommended and is a deed which inshallah you will be rewarded for, right? On the flip side, if somebody is saying something which is wrong, which is impermissible, they're calling to something which is haram, they're, you know, in their speech or their poetry, they're making shirk, or they're overpraising somebody, including the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're saying things about him which are incorrect or not true, if they are, you know, speaking ill about women, or they're, you know, degrading other people, in this particular instance, this speech would be impermissible. Thus, their poetry would be wrong. So the general premise is that poetry is fine. It just falls under the ruling of speech. So whatever good speech comes about, if you're saying something good, then you could be rewarded by it, inshallah. If you're saying something which is wrong, then obviously there's not anything within it that will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about the person who reads or writes poetry sheerly out of entertainment, with absolutely no kind of deenish benefit to it? So, you know, you're just writing or reading poetry about, I don't know, like butterflies on your windowsill, all right? That's your genre, that's cool, that's fine. But this particular type of poetry, there's no major kind of deenish benefit to it, right? But at the same time, there's nothing explicitly haram within it. So this takes the ruling as something which is mubah, meaning something which is neutral. It's not going to be rewarded, and you're not going to be punished because of it. It just is completely fine. It's halal. You can enjoy it and you can do it. Unless, of course, you indulge in it so much that it takes away from your, you know, your deen-related duties. Like if you start missing your salah because you're just, you know, reading or listening to poetry continuously, or it's keeping you awake, or it's preventing you from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, then, of course, it's something that you should be careful with, and it can fall into the category of something which is impermissible. But generally speaking, if it's speech, if it's fine, if it's done for entertainment, inshallah, and you know, halal pastime, there's nothing wrong with it. But hopefully, inshallah, what we're trying to do is inspire all of you out there to pick up your pen and use it as a tool to not only benefit the people in this world, because of course, inshallah, we want to benefit everyone around us, but also benefit ourselves by doing something which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla, which we will be rewarded for on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. And you know, when you actually study Islamic history and you look at how art played a role in the Islamic revolution, the Renaissance, of how Islam was spread. I mean, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were poets. This is not a new phenomenon. There's not a new thing that we're making up, right? There were people around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam who were poets and who were very good. In fact, one of the most famous companions known for his poetry is Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, who was the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's one of my favorite companions. And what's interesting about him is that he wasn't known for his military genius. Okay, he wasn't fantastic warrior on the battlefield. He wasn't known for his love of the Quran or memorization of the Quran or teaching of the Quran. He's not known for those things in particular. What he is known for is his poetry, is his art. So much so that he used to actually go out into the marketplace, and when the people were speaking ill of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were saying that he was a madman, he was a magician, he was a poet, he was a soothsayer, he was all these things, Hassan ibn Thabit would use his talent, use his skill set to combat those people and teach them the truth about Islam. Right? So you can see from the infancy, this art form was used as a tool to defend Islam, to defend the honor of the Prophet ﷺ. So much so that the Prophet ﷺ actually encouraged Hassan to continue on what he was doing. Right? When he would tell him, Hassan, go out and may the Ruh al-Qudus be with you. May Jibreel be with you. So imagine the Prophet ﷺ is doing, you know, not just saying it's permissible, but he's actually encouraging Hassan to go out and use his skill set for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, with this in mind, we inshallah are going to embark upon this journey and, you know, try and relive that legacy of Hassan ibn Thabit and the many, you know, poets and companions who came after him who used art as a tool to help further the cause of Islam, inshallah. So stay tuned to this video series. This is just the first installment. I'm going to keep these videos coming, inshallah. I'm going to try and open up the comment section in YouTube. I really don't like to, but inshallah, this will be something beneficial. Tell me what you want to hear in these video segments. Tell me if you have any questions, inshallah. Hopefully, we'll see you all in the next video. Jazakallah khair for watching. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.